Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Someone posted a video to Facebook the other day, and it's a series of events that happen throughout a given day. So in one moment, she's eating lunch with a bunch of friends, and everybody's on a cell phone. And in another moment, there's a couple that's getting engaged on the beach, and they're filming the whole thing while it's happening on their smartphone. And in another one, there's kids at a playground, and one girl is on a cell phone while she's on a swing. Basically, at every event, people are on their phones, and they're not communicating with each other. They're just engaged completely in their phones. We've probably all been there in some sort of situation like that or another. You're at an event, and everyone around you is worried about recording that particular event so they can post it on Facebook or some other social media site. Now, we're not saying that it's bad to film those important moments, but sometimes we can lose sight of just enjoying the moment with your friends or family. The video is on the website upworthy.com, and it's entitled, "After I Saw This, I Put Down My Phone and Didn't Pick It Up for the Rest of the Day." And it does kind of make you want to put your phone down for the rest of the day and just kind of enjoy life without being so connected. There's a quote that we wanted to share with you, and it's from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is in the first presidency of the church, and it's from General Conference, October 2010, and it's entitled, "Of Things That Matter Most." Here it is in his own words.
"Since no other success can compensate for failure here, we must place high priority on our families. We build deep and loving family relationships by doing simple things together, like family dinner and family home evening, and by just having fun together. In family relationships, love is really spelled T-I-M-E, time. Taking time for each other is the key for harmony at home. We talk with rather than about each other. We learn from each other, and we appreciate our differences as well as our commonalities. We establish a divine bond with each other as we approach God together through family prayer, gospel study, and Sunday worship."
The part that he says that love is spelled T-I-M-E is an excellent reminder for all of us that we have to take time for the ones that we love. Two of the things that he says that we can do are to have family dinner together and have fun together. Food and fun, that sounds pretty doable, right? That's the message that we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. Maybe you've had a situation where it was difficult to get your family together, or something that worked for you that you want to share with us. Send us an email. We would love to hear from you. Our email address again is mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "Let It Shine," and it's featuring Daniel Beck. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
Throw me some hope, I'm adrift on the water, and I can't find my way back to shore. I've been looking for light as I've sailed the world over, and I'm left with no wind without oar. But I'll swim to the shore if I have to, and I'll battle the billowing sea. I will fight through the fog just to find some direction. So shine a little light for me. Let it shine, let it shine so bright. Let it shine for the whole world to see. Let it shine of light, let it cut through. the dark, like a city set high on a hill. Hold up the candle and I'll hold on to hope, 'cause I'm right at the end of my will. When I can't stay afloat any longer, in the grasp of the deep ocean's grey, and then I see the light, and he's walking on water, and he's only an arm's reach away. Let it shine, let it shine so bright, let it shine for the whole world to see. Rescue a soul like me.